This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Congress may well be on its Thanksgiving recess, but tax overhaul news waits for no one. The House bill, which, remember, has passed the full chamber, would change some things about paying for college. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation says rolling back some higher education benefits is going to add more than $70 billion to government revenues and so help the GOP as it tries to pay for $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the extra revenue comes at a cost for a lot of students.
The student loan interest deduction is the kind you can get even if you don't itemize. As long as you don't earn too much, you can deduct up to $2,500 in interest off your taxable income.
I would say most middle-income taxpayers who have student loan interest are able to take the deduction.
Donna Bobek-Schmidt is an accounting professor at the University of South Carolina. She ran the numbers on eliminating the education loan interest deduction and says there's actually not that much of a hit.
It's more than made up for by the increase in the standard deduction and the lower tax rates. So to me, that's a smaller issue than the tuition waiver for graduate students.
The elimination of that tuition waiver is worrying a lot of people in higher education. Kenneth Meegan is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. He says lots of students, particularly graduate students, get a stipend while they are in school.
And then on top of that, they get free tuition. Now, this tuition is not counted as taxable income under the current system, but the House proposal would count this.
That could really hit students in STEM fields, says Karen Fisher. She's with the Association of American Medical Colleges and says many of their students get those tuition waivers.
And having them receive a tax on that tuition waiver would really dramatically undermine the research career pipeline.
These changes are just in the House version of the tax bill. The Senate is working on its own version. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.